The Downtown Bloomington Task Force has launched a community discussion about the Bloomington Public Library, Connect Transit, and the Market Street Parking Garage. The task force spent its meeting time on Tuesday discussing locations for a catalyst project that could spur future development. In the studio are Ward Ford Alderman and Task Force Chair Amelia Burgess and Task Force Member and Bloomington Planning Commission Chair Justin Boyd. Thanks to both of you for your time on Sound Ideas. What does a catalyst project mean to you? Justin, let's start with you.
A catalyst project is something we can count on as an immediate success.
All right, we're having some technical difficulties. Let's go with Amelia. And Justin, why don't you come on into the other studio? Bring your headphones.
Thank you. A catalyst project is a larger scale project that would have a meaningful and larger impact on the downtown area. And we're not just discussing catalyst projects. We're also looking at those smaller, easy to achieve activities that we can conduct in the downtown area to improve those facilities in the short term. But we're also looking at a more holistic approach to development of the downtown area and continued revitalization, with the understanding that a catalyst project alone is not enough to have a fully revitalized downtown area. The same as these smaller to achieve projects are not alone, will not achieve the results we're looking to obtain.
Did the task force settle on a singular idea? Is the point of the discussion moving forward a new library and transit hub at that location of the current Market Street Garage?
Well, that project certainly has captured the imagination, and we're looking at that possibility, and for good reason. As a task force, we are being informed by the existing comprehensive plans that are already in place, that already provide us guidance in this area. And that was one project that they identified, both plans identified, as a potential for catalyzing the downtown area. So because of the concurrent discussion about the need to expand or to significantly renovate our existing library facilities, it makes sense to have this conversation. Can we afford to do both? And if not, can we combine those two projects into one?
Justin, what are your thoughts about, does it have to be at that location? Where else could a catalyst project be?
Well, it certainly doesn't have to. In the past, we've had a lot of talk about the front and center building. Tom Dabermeyer presented to us several areas downtown where there's opportunity.
The community development director.
Right. But this one made the most sense with the less risk, being that the city owns the property, the size of the property, and as Amelia pointed to, being able to combine the library with that to build both a catalyst project and provide the library with a new facility.
How much money is being put into this parking garage by the city to keep it open, and what kind of investment is ahead?
Yeah, so, well, the parking garage itself, we know, has reached or exceeded the true length of its usable lifespan. A few years ago, the city did put a significant amount, several hundred thousand dollars, into that facility to keep it going. And we will have to be looking at either doing the same in the next 5 years or finding a way to redevelop that property. So this is, in terms of an area that has to be dealt with by the city, this is a higher priority.
So how much money would it take to just replace the parking deck?
That's a good question, and I don't have numbers yet. Right now, we're really at that brainstorming stage. We want to see where the interest lies, and if there is sufficient interest, then we start getting into the feasibility. How much will it cost? How do we bring those pieces together?
What is a meaningful gauge of interest for public discussion? How will you say, okay, we've hit the critical mass, let's proceed with this idea? Justin, let's give you that first, because Amelia, as a member of the City Council, has the final say on it.
That's right. But one of the things I think the task force, their job is to look at past plans. And we have the downtown strategy. We have the comprehensive plan that already have hundreds of Bloomington residents, thousands of touches involved with it. And both of those documents showed that this is a possibility. So on the task force, we look through those documents and decide which ones can have the largest impact in the shortest amount of time. And so when Tom Dabermeyer presented this to us, and he showed us the different opportunities downtown as well as the different projects other communities are doing, as said before, this one just made a lot more sense.
Isn't the library, Amelia, your shot at that previous question about critical mass of public opinion?
Sure. And Justin makes an incredibly important point. This is a well-informed direction that we are going in. We're not just pulling this out of nowhere. We're looking at those plans. We're looking at the projects that have been identified. And this particular project has enormous potential. Yesterday we heard that every single day 1,000 people visit our Bloomington Public Library. There is no other potential catalyst project for the downtown area that offers that kind of foot traffic into the downtown area. That's why this is very appealing. As well as, there's really nothing else on the horizon at this point in time. We don't have other proposals before us. We might say we would like to do something, but that would be a matter of trying to create those new opportunities, whereas this is an opportunity that already exists, is already underway, and is already under discussion.
Amelia Burgess is a Bloomington alderman representing Ward 4 and the chair of the Downtown Bloomington Task Force. Justin Boyd is a task force member and Bloomington Planning Commission chair. Justin Boyd is also a named sponsor of Sound Ideas, as a matter of disclosure. And GLT program director Mike McCurdy is likewise a matter of disclosure, the chair of the Connect Transit Board. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM. And WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.